Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello High Rollers is an adventure set in D&D Hell, so will almost certainly contain adult content. Enjoy.
Hello and welcome back to Tower Hour, the show where your problems come to die. I could resurrect them because I'm a very powerful necromancer, but I won't because that's not the point of the show. Very, very good, Eric. Well, I'm very pleased with myself there. The lines are now open, listeners, and we are ready to take your calls. Taking calls now. Any calls at any point? No callers. Gak? Gak, are you certain the lines are open? Useless. Any calls from the public? As I say, the lines are now open. Oh, yes, a caller. Wow. I mean, obviously, a caller. Hello, caller. You're on Tower Hour. With me, Eric Sanguinius. Acquaint me with your botheration.
Hello, I'm a lonely man and I worry that I've got no friends.
Ah, that does sound difficult. Tell me more.
Well, all my friends are dead and I live alone and I'm just finding it quite hard, to be honest.
Well, never fear, my friend. I too live alone. Remember, in solitude the mind gains strength to lean on itself.
Well, there's another problem. I'm bald.
Right?
Yes, I'm a bald, lonely, stupid man with a radio show that no one calls
that
into.
That is a prank. Gak, gak!
You've been whispered!
Gak, cut the call! Apologies, loyal listeners. Sometimes we do get jesters calling in. Gak, we need to vet the callers! Right. And next caller, please. Right, well, caller! Yes, caller. Hello, caller. You're on Tower Hour with me, Eric Sanguinius. Acquaint me with your botheration.
Is your infernal machine running?
Yes, of course.
Then you better chase after it. Ha ha! You've been whispered!
Henley, is that you?
Ha 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 ha! You'll never know!
Very humorous. Very humorous. Clearly a jape. Yes. Well, real callers, the line is open. Any calls coming in? The line is open now. Yes, here's a call. Greetings. You're on Tower Hour with Eric Sang.
Necrowanker!
Henley! Stop, Gak! Vet the callers! Please! Right. Real callers, the lines are now open, and that is all we have time for. See you next week on Tower Hour with Eric Sanguinius.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Hell or High Rollers!
Yes!
My name is Dave Hearn, I am your GM. Hello!
Hi.
Ellie Morris, let's start with you.
Oh my goodness, hello everybody, I'm Ellie Morris and I play Ghoul. He's a mushroom, nuff said, but I will say one more thing about that. And this is that Ghoul thinks that referring to yourself in the third person is the height of sophistication. And that if anyone refers to themselves in the third person, he will do whatever they want.
That's good to know. That's very good to know.
Really?
Yeah, but I don't think Henley and Glubrig know that, just to be clear.
Yeah, but they might figure it out in this episode.
Yeah, I think they've just probably figured it out quite quickly.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Henry Shields, and I play Henley Whispers, a.k.a. Lust of Wind. Gust of Wind.
It was
It does feel wrong, doesn't it? Lust of Wind.
Yeah.
Human ranger, deer consumer, vole beguiler, badger groomer.
Oh, wait, there were so many in there.
Yeah, he does all these things to all these woodland animals.
They're not sexual things.
I just say he consumes deer, he beguiles voles, and he grooms badgers with like a brush.
Squirrels.
He's not online tricking badgers into thinking he's gay.
He's beguiling and grooming woodland animals.
He is beguiling. It does sound
bad. Wait, so he's got like a groom. That's quite sweet. He has like a little grooming, like
a little grooming station for badgers.
For badgers.
It's just part of how he's one with nature. You know?
What does he get in return from the badgers?
Friends.
And finally, we have special guest Chris Leesk.
Hello, my name is Chris Leesk, and today I will be playing Doppelganger. Because Glubrick's, well, he's been taken away. I can't give you a fact about them because I actually have no idea who this is going to be, except that I've decided I've really committed to a very strange voice in the last episode. Should we say what you text me?
Yeah, so when Glubrick went into the monster truck, I asked him to roll a series of checks to see if he could break out strength checks, constitution, wisdom saves, things like that. And suffice to say, the results I got back were phenomenally bad.
Incredibly low.
So he was switched out in the monster truck and Doppelganger took his place. That's where we're at the moment. And the Doppelganger is with the Happy Boys, or what's left of them.
Exactly. And there's not much left of them. We also, once again, don't have Eric Sanguinius, played by Adam Guido, in the room.
Yeah.
That sounded, sorry, I sounded really sarcastic.
You did sound sarcastic.
No, it's but just easier for me with less people.
It is genuine. We miss Adam, but his character was taken. And to be honest, Chris, you're lucky to be here because your character was taken as well, but you happened to do a funny voice as the Doppelganger.
I know, so I've lucked out. Yeah, thank God.
I'm eventually going to whittle this down so it's just me. Just improvising as Gooch. And on that, shall we begin this episode of Hell or High Rollers?
Yay!
So, we left our Happy Boys, or as I say, what's left of them, with a Doppelganger. But before we go to Ghoul and Henley, we're just going to have a little check-in on Glubrick and see what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
So, Glubrick, you are rumbling in the back of the Devoured One, and you can feel the tremor. Very nice. You can feel the tremor of the car kind of gently. It's quite soothing in a way. Like, you know, it's been driven around. And you're drifting in and out of consciousness. So as your eyes open, you kind of see a faded views of lemures and different kind of devils and things just kind of moving around. And you can kind of hear certain things, but you can't quite make anything out clear. But eventually, something that sort of jolts you back into consciousness is you feel the car stop. The engine is turned off and you can hear voices, people talking outside, and there's a sweet smell of kind of popcorn in the air. It's kind of odd. And the back of the truck, the doors, the big doors open, and light floods in and hurts your eyes, but you're kind of used to being blind, I guess. You see the silhouette of Commander Girl. And she says,
"Hey there, big guy. We're going to be best friends."
And she just cracks you across the head and knocks you out, and you fall unconscious again.
Oh.
And we zip back.
I wasn't really in that scene at all. I had a whole monologue.
And we zip back to Henley, Ghoul and Doppelganger in the car travelling. Well, I don't know where. Let's find out.
I think we're not travelling right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Stop the brakes! Wait.
Stop the brakes?
Ghoul is no longer on the wise turtle.
Henley, you heard me!
I'm going to stop the car.
Stop the car!
Oh, screech us to a halt.
That's what we learned. This is so crazy.
Doppelganger.
No. Ghoul quickly takes Henley to the side. All right, what are we going to do with this guy? We've got to get Glubrick back.
What are you going to do?
No, that's not me, Ghoul. You've taken Doppelganger aside.
Oh, what? It's the minefield!
Doppelganger?
Yes?
Take a seat.
Oh.
And I sit him down in a little wooden chair, and I shine a light in his eye.
Oh, my God. So, what can I do for you?
Tell us, Doppelganger, who are you really?
Oh, my God. Who am I? You ask me?
I really like him.
I love him. I love him already. Well,
but we can't tell him that.
No.
I heard everything you just said.
No, I didn't say that out loud.
Well, we're our best friends.
No,
we didn't say anything out loud.
Okay. Well, that's sure you didn't. So, my name is Sweetface.
Sweetface.
The baby devourer.
Oh!
Sweetface the baby devourer.
Yeah, which we should mention now is a Patreon name.
Oh my God.
Who did that do?
It was given to us by Megalodon Chestnut.
Oh, another fabulous name.
Yeah, not that we should use that name as well.
Sweetface the baby devourer.
Yeah.
Okay, this guy
doesn't sound like a nice human
being. I'm just going to call you baby devourer. No, I'm going to call you Sweetface. But listen, Sweetface, that doesn't sound like you're a good guy.
Well, that's just what I was born with. What's your surname?
They named you that at birth. They were hoping you'd turn into a baby devourer.
I guess so.
At birth, did you devour other babies?
No, I did not do that.
Have you ever
Who's
this? Who's this guy?
Yeah, don't mind me. I'm just passing by. And a human male who looks a lot like me is just leaning on the window. And he's just like, you guys are having a great time.
Excuse me, sir. Do you mind? We're in the middle of something.
That's fair enough. And he walks on by.
And as you turn back to me, I've turned into that man. And I'm like, that is fair enough.
Oh.
And I turn suddenly into you, Ghoul. I'm like,
ha!
Oh, God,
so Doppelganger's fucking his throat.
Wait,
it's me, go!
Henley, look! Best friend!
Best friends!
Now, stop this. I'll take Ghoul aside so that Doppelganger can't hear us.
How do you know it's really me? Ask me a question that only I would know.
Oh, I don't know. Ghoul, who's your favourite happy boy?
It's Ghoul.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Well, right, that's good. I wouldn't have said Ghoul.
You're not in this conversation, Doppelganger. Okay. Ghoul, listen.
Yeah, Henley?
This Doppelganger might know the location of Commander Girl's car in which Glubrick is currently trapped, right?
Yeah.
We need to interrogate the Doppelganger.
Yeah.
Good cop, bad cop, right?
Yeah.
Which do you want to be?
The bad cop.
I thought you might say that. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, you sidle in with a cup of coffee.
Yeah, I go to the espresso machine that we have installed in the back. I make a cup of coffee and I sidle over to the Doppelganger and I say, hey.
Hi.
He's the sweetest.
He's so sweet. Hey, Sweetface, you look... Hey, Sweetface, you look parched, my friend. How about a coffee?
Oh, my God, thank you so much. And I take it and I have a little nice drink. Yeah.
Listen, we got off on the wrong foot back there.
Mm-hmm.
My name's Henley Whispers. You've probably heard of me.
Nope.
Okay. little bit of pain there.
Probably our constitution saving throw.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a 4.
4, okay, yeah, you take, I'm going to say 2d6 psychic damage.
Oh, wow. That's quite a hefty one. That's 8 damage.
There you go.
Oh, that hurt, that cut me deep, but it's okay.
Oh.
I'd like us to be friends, Doppelganger. Listen, I think maybe we have more in common than you'd think.
Oh my God, do you like sorrow?
Love sewing. Yeah.
Prove it. Sew me something.
Ghoul bursts in.
Listen here, you puddle fuck! You tell us what you know, or I'm going to dunk your fucking face in this hot coffee and burn your eyeballs out!
Oh my god, I'm sorry, please.
Whoa. Back up, Ghoul. Take it easy. I'm sorry about him. He's bit of a loose cannon around the vehicle. He flies off the handle sometimes, but don't worry, I've got your back.
Okay, yeah, for sure.
I'm fucking orbiting the handle.
Orbiting the handle?
Yeah.
He's flown off the handle. He's in orbit.
He's orbiting it.
Doppelganger. Let's keep this show on the road, okay, mate?
Okay.
Listen to me. We just need to know where Commander Girl's taken our friend, and you want to help us, right?
Well, I guess I do. I love having friends.
We can be friends, right, Ghoul?
No, we fucking can't be friends! I'm gonna dunk your fucking face in this coffee right now!
Oh, that's what you want to do?
Well, listen. If you help us out, we can be friends. We can help you achieve... Hey, what is it you want? Why are you in here on this layer?
Oh, Henley, thank you for asking me. Well, I've been with Commander Girl for 4 years. That's 90 horse years, 100 mouse years, 50,000 slug years.
What? The equations of animals are insane. Horses and mice have almost exactly the same year.
Henley, he would know, all right?
I don't know. I know a lot about woodland animals. Okay.
Well, I wanted to get through the portal, but I lost the race. It was so exciting, but I lost the race. And I just want to get through the portal and get out of hell. But because I lost the race, I've been trapped and have to do whatever Commander Girl says.
We want to get out of hell as well. Our desires align.
Why do you want to get out of hell?
Well, for various reasons. I want to go and save my son. I have his soul coin here around my neck. And
mine's revenge.
Yep.
Me too. I want to feast on the lives of the rich and powerful and become a god.
Whoa! Okay. Not sure you want to unleash this guy into the world?
I'm going to harvest the faces of the powerful.
Oh, God.
Wear them on my face and be king.
Okay.
Oh, God.
We can talk about that further down the line. Okay, listen, Tom. Okay. If you help us out right now, then we will help you come through the portal with us. However, if you don't help us, I'll hand you over to my friend Ghoul over there.
Yeah!
And then he holds up two steaming jugs of coffee.
Are they tiny little jugs?
I mean, they are. They're tiny.
Oh, God!
This is what we call the carrot and the stick. What's it to be? Sweet face.
So I'm gonna read Henley's thoughts, which is one of my actions. I can do that. Read your thoughts.
So yeah, Doppelganger has the capacity to detect thoughts at will.
Oh God.
And I don't believe there is any kind of saving throw, right? It just says they can just do it.
Your mind, yeah.
You want to take a look into that sad, wistful world? Well, okay, so what, you just do it?
I just do it, mate.
Oh, shit, okay, well.
What are you thinking, Henley?
Okay, well, he was definitely lying. Like, he wasn't going to help the doppelganger at all. He was definitely thinking he was going to betray him. So he's probably thinking, oh, God, I hope he doesn't realize that I'm lying. Oh, God, I wish Eric was here.
It's
tragic.
So that's
what you hear.
It's more tragic than I...
Yeah. It is really tragic.
And then I just point to the corner and say, what does that coin mean to you?
My son's soul coin.
Oh, it's your son's soul coin. As soon as you say that, I instantly turn into the image that I can see on the coin, which is your son. Because it's got a hole in it, I've got a hole in my head.
Oh, oh my God, demon!
Oh, God.
Demon!
Hey.
Dad.
Oh my God.
You take off that face right now. You are not my son.
What are you talking about?
You've got a fucking hole in your eye.
Dad, please, I beg you, please just get me to the portal, please.
I really want to help you, but don't do it. Yep, you know what? I fucking punch him in the face.
Did it go through the hole?
Yeah, you've got to do like punch a dexterity as well.
Yeah, roll me an attack roll.
Oh, that's so horrific.
Oh, God.
What is it? Unarmed strike. 15.
Yeah, you clock him right in the face.
Does it go through his eye hole?
Yeah, it goes through his eye hole.
So I'm just wearing the doppelganger like a bracelet.
Yeah.
Oh, God,
Dad, please stop it.
This is the worst nightmare. I'm living a literal nightmare.
Oh my god.
And I pull back. I turn back into my usual self and I'm like,
okay, well, if you don't think I'm going to be able to be useful and helpful on your adventure, then I'll just leave.
And I just try and leave.
No, you will not.
No, okay, worth a try.
Ghoul casts Hold Person.
Oh, nice. Okay, great.
It's a wisdom save.
That's a three.
Three is a fail. So you are paralyzed. So the doppelganger has been paralyzed. But I'm going to say that you can't speak or do anything, but you can still hear.
What position is he in?
I would say like traffic light person.
Oh, right.
Wait,
like walking.
The go man or the standing man?
Oh yeah.
I would say the go. The go. Yeah. Mid walk.
He was on his way out. Position.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Good catch. Cool.
Take that.
Okay. You know what? I step right up to his frozen face and I say, listen to me. You don't fuck with me anymore. You don't fuck with me and you don't fuck with the memory of my son. You keep this up and I will cut your fucking head off. And you can read my thoughts and know that I absolutely mean it.
And so do you want to read his thoughts?
Yeah, I read his thoughts.
Okay.
It's totally true.
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm the real fucking bad cop.
Don't do it!
But look, if you're not going to tell us where she is, I know someone who might be able to get it out of you. And he jingles a little bell.
And Ellie's looking at me, so I'm assuming that's the turtle bell.
As cool as a turtle bell.
It came with the turtle. And he rings over and looks over at Kelvis.
And his eyes glow bright gold, like two little suns. Ooh. And he locks eyes with the doppelganger. And he starts reading your thoughts.
Oh,
nice.
Didn't know he could do that.
And after like a few seconds, he turns to Ghoul and he's like, he knows where Commander Girl is.
He knows! Henley, we gotta get this information out of him. What about waterboarding?
I do not think this episode would take such a bleak turn.
Yeah. Listen, doppelganger. Yeah, this is going to go very fucking badly for you any minute now. Do you want to just tell us where she is?
I can't say anything.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he's paralyzed.
I'm a traffic light.
Ghoul unparalyze him.
Unfreeze! Okay, the spell has been dropped now. So he can talk.
We've got in a big circle, really.
Oh,
doppelganger.
Okay, well, it's nice, everyone.
No.
Stop. We quickly grab some rope and tie up the doppelganger's arms and legs.
Yeah, you go into your dungeoneer's backpack.
Yeah.
Nice. 50 feet of hemp rope.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's ever going to work on a doppelganger, he'll just change into a very thin person and slip out.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Tell you what, I'm just going to get a load of rope. I'm just going to wrap the doppelganger up from neck to toe, really, really tight.
Yep.
And I'm going to say, doppelganger, take the form of a very thin person.
Okay.
He does that?
Yep.
Yeah, and so it's as tight as it can possibly be.
Yep.
Right?
Oh,
and then, then I'm going to strap him to the bonnet of the car, right?
Okay.
Oh. Tie him down, and now he's like our living navigator.
Oh, no.
Like a hood ornament on a car, but a living one that's a monster.
Bound in so much rope.
Yeah, and you know what, doppelganger, you're just going to lead the way. You're going to tell us the directions, or we're going to just kill you because you're a monster.
What? Well, monster's extreme, Henley.
Eating people's faces is extreme.
No, I said eat. I'm going to take their faces off them and then become them. That's not evil, is it?
I love also in the laws of D&D, like a doppelganger doesn't have to take the faces, so that is purely is purely for this guy's pleasure.
Cool. Are we happy with this plan?
Violence is always okay with me, Henley.
Okay, great. So can we do all of that? He's strapped to the hood?
Yeah, I'm going to say that, kind of, because, like, I was going to make you roll some checks, but it seems like Chris was just like, I'll turn into a thin person.
I'm just a bit of an idiot.
Just kind of did all of that. Yeah.
It's really hard not to like him, but then he talks about how he wants to kill people.
But look, the thing is, do you think it's a bit harsh to judge others, even though I like ripping and melting faces? Who are you to judge, Henley? Who are you to judge, Ghoul?
Well, he also likes sewing.
He does like sewing.
The faces of other people.
Oh, no. Oh, no. That was it. That was the line.
I can't believe believe this is not our Halloween episode.
I know.
Okay, doppelganger, you direct me, okay? This is a similar role to what Glubrick had, but you might be more effective. Where's Commander Girl, okay? Where is she?
So, Dave, do I know?
Yeah, I think doppelganger does know.
Okay.
Does know where Commander Girl is.
And I can just lead this?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I'm sort of...
You're trusting me in this?
Yeah, I'm not really in this episode. It's kind of fun. I'm watching it. I've got an idea of where I think she is, but I'll just follow your lead.
Okay, so straight.
Good. You're pointing in exactly the right direction. I hit the gas.
Great, so you guys whiz off. So yeah, you rumble across the desert for a few hours, and you see the Countess, the mountain range in the distance, and you can see, you know, that's where the finish line is.
As we're going, can we just do a little, they've like made a game with Ghoul and Sweetface and just shouting out different things for him to turn into. Okay, do old Papa Crumbler.
Yeah, not bad. Do Henley Whispers.
Oh, I miss my dad.
Oh, God.
I take some more damage. Yeah.
Roll me another constitution saving throw.
Oh, Henley.
That's a 4.
Yeah, that's another 2d6. Yeah.
Oh, no. He nailed you, Henley.
Another 7 damage.
Oh, yeah. My God. Okay, that
ooh, I'm 10. An injured little boy.
Okay, stop doing that. Do someone fun.
Do the Maze Master.
Well, hi, dear guys. It's me, the Maze Master.
Yeah. One more. Do Glubrick.
I'm Glubrick, and I'm at Candyland.
Oh. Wait, what? You're at Candyland?
No.
Wait, is Candyland a real place?
I think that's what I'm going with.
Yeah. So that was what I thought as well.
Really? Like,
yeah. That Candyland is a real place, and that's where Commander Girl's gone.
Oh, no. Nothing. Turn left.
Doppelganger. No.
Left and left and left and left again.
Did you just accidentally tell us the right destination for where Glubrick is?
Don't know what you're talking about.
Wait, I rifle through the old maps that Glubrick had made, and I find the one that had Candyland on it.
Yeah.
So now we have a map that genuinely shows where Candyland is.
Oh, yeah, but it's just a blank sheet of paper with Candyland drawn on it.
Great. Okay, it's a lead. How do we get to Candyland?
If only someone knew, guys. If only someone knew.
Do Glubrick again!
Hi, guys, what do you need? What do you need, one?
Where's Candyland?
So if you go down here, you turn left, you go past the bishop's crotch, and then and then over the bridge, but you've got to really pay that toll troll, and then once you get past the toll troll, and you talk, stop.
Glubrick, stop adding obstacles.
And Henley, you look at the map that you picked up, and the bishop's crotch and the bridge and the troll toll start to form onto the map. There, you look down, and they are now on the map.
Fantastic. Okay, that'll do. They're clipping. Oh, look, and they're Candyland. Yeah.
Wait, were we going in the right direction at first?
You were going the right direction, but I think his intention was he was going to turn right instead of left.
Okay,
sure.
Okay.
He was going to betray us.
He was going to betray us, and so now he's...
Ha-ha! Gotcha.
Last one's a little. Yeah. Good one, man.
Oh, fuck you, man. You don't know shit. You just gave yourself away.
I turned into your son again.
Dad, what happened to my head?
Don't do that.
Do I take more damage?
Yeah, you want to roll another constitution.
I don't want to. I'm just trying to keep consistency.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
I'm gonna pass one of these eventually. Yes, 17.
Okay, yeah, you pass that. No more damage.
Yeah. That means nothing to me, doppelganger.
Listen, guys. Hey, guys.
Yeah, we're listening.
Oh, okay. Look, I can take you. I can help your friend. I can set them free. But I really do want to get through the portal. But if I help you, the commander girl will not help me.
But why would we want to help you when you've told us all the information we need?
Oh, fuck.
Because
I have your families.
Yeah, I hit the brakes.
He just flies up the front.
Then I hit the accelerator.
Oh my God.
Okay,
Henley.
It's a doppelganger.
He's been a dick.
Doppelganger trying to get out of the way. What's a doppelganger do?
I'm going to try, but it's surely going to be a disadvantage. I'm going to try and roll away
great.
Out of the car.
Roll me a dexterity check with disadvantage.
12,
yeah, I'm going to say. Actually, roll me a car check.
Yes.
Your good old car check.
Yeah.
18.
18, yeah, yeah. And the car just revs along and just absolutely smashes into you. That does 2d10 damage.
2d10?
Oh, yeah. my God. Oh, you might be all right.
11. He's still alive.
Oh, oh.
Okay, and then I screech to a halt again. Henley gets out of the car, walks over to the doppelganger, takes out his hunting knife, cuts the rope free.
Okay.
Doppelganger, we no longer need you. You've given us all the information we need.
Hang on. Hear me out, Henley. Henley, hear me out.
Yeah?
How are you going to pay your toll trouble? Okay? How are you going to get past the Bishop's Crotch? Do you know how to get past the Bishop's Crotch? And thirdly, you don't think I have any skills? You don't think me being able to turn into...
Hello, I'm Colin, the accountant. you don't think this is going to be a useful skill?
Oh, wow. Oh,
he makes a good point.
Ghoul's really into this. He's just like, ooh.
Okay.
Just forgive me. Okay. I've torn a few faces.
I'm talking about the face tearing. Make it easier for us to like you. Okay, let's turn down the temperature a little bit here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to tie you up. I'm not going to threaten you. I'm not going to run over the car anymore. You just stop talking about ripping people's faces off and sewing them together.
And change into Commander Girl.
Instantly change to Commander Girl.
What do you need? Where'd you need to go?
Okay. Perfect. If Commander Girl is with us, surely we can get past all these obstacles without any problem.
That's right. I can help you get past Bishop's Crotch and the Troll Toll.
Okay, let's go!
All right. Come on then, sweet face.
I'm gonna come back. It's more comfortable.
Yeah, use your voice in Commander Girl's body.
Yeah, sir.
Okay, we get back in the car.
Okay.
And everyone's calm now.
I'm just gonna say, for the sake of my own mind, you have arrived at the first obstacle. You are at the Bishop's Crotch.
It's become so clear that without the controlling presence of Adam Megiddo, this is insane. Yeah. This room goes wild.
Well, also, I have to take some of the blame here because I've inadvertently put Chris in a narrative driving seat. At any point, I could have said no. I could have stopped this. Chris even looked at me and said, "Do you want me to take this one, Dave?" And I said, "Yeah." And he literally said, "Really?" So whatever you're feeling now, good or bad, it's all Chris's responsibility. So keeping on the theme, we're at the Bishop's Crotch. I obviously have not planned that. Chris, you and I together now are going to improvise. We're going to figure out what the Bishop's Crotch is. So I'm going to say it's not a literal bishop.
But it is a literal crotch.
But it is a crotch. I think the Bishop's Crotch is a driving challenge, and I think it is a sharp bend
absolutely,
in the
yeah.
road.
Yeah.
All right, so it's shaped like a crotch, sure. And it's in like a ravine with a big steep walls, and you have to attack this corner at speed to get kind of around.
Like it's like we go up on the side.
Yeah, like a half pipe
we
kind
go
of thing.
Up kind of vertical.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
That's
yeah.
very Great. Cool.
But I do turn around and I'm like, oh, it's not what I thought. That's absolutely disappointing.
Okay, so we pull out the car and we look at the Bishop's Crotch, this incredibly dangerous turn with a steely look in our eyes. Ghoul, you think we can make it?
No.
Oh.
No, I do. I think we can.
I wonder if there's anything we can do with the engine or anything to help us.
We've already got full power in speed.
We do. I guess engines and handling.
Yeah.
Our two top...
Top score in speed and second top score in handling. So the handling DC is now 11.
Okay, great.
Okay, so what do we have to do? Just drive up this mountain and round the corner? Psh, easy.
Exactly. Henley takes Greg's soul coin on its little necklace thing off and hangs it on the rearview mirror.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
Oh, that's so sad.
Can I just confirm, is Sweetface back in the car now?
Yeah, Sweetface is in the car.
He's sitting in the middle, like, peering through while you guys are in the front. Yeah. He's kind of, like, eager to be there.
As you get to the, kind of almost like the start of the challenge, you're, like, revving the engine, you've got a good run-up.
Yeah.
You just see, in the distance, loads of tiny figures pop out on this kind of crazy horizontal turn.
Mm.
This kind of corkscrew sort of thing. And you see it's a load of bishops. And they've all got guns. And they're all just going to shoot at you as you drive through.
Well, maybe they won't shoot at Commander Girl.
Well, maybe they won't.
You look at Doppelganger and he's looking at his nails. Not that he has nails. And he's like, oh,
Suddenly you want Sweetface to be your friend.
I thought we had a deal, Sweetface. We didn't kill you.
You have the power.
And I instantly turn into Commander Girl. And I'm
such
like,
a chaotic energy.
He really is just a crazy creature.
Well, you better let me drive.
Okay. Can't we just put Commander Girl up in the turret or something so they can see her?
Commander Girl wouldn't go in the turret.
That's true. All right, I step out of the way and I leave Commander Girl in charge of the driving.
Yeah.
And I step in and I start driving towards and I roll down the window.
Yeah.
Nice.
Don't worry about me, boys. I'm just doing my annual drive through the Bishop's Crotch over here. Yep. Vroom, vroom.
I'm going to get you to roll me a deception check. And a doppelganger has +6 to deception.
18.
Nice. Okay, yeah. So you see the bishops. They buy that it is Commander Girl. And I'm going to say you're going to be doing all of the handling checks for this.
Oh, yeah. I guess I will. Yeah.
And so you will have a +3 to car.
Not as good as me, yeah. I'm going to have to just take... that wasn't meant to be bitchy. I'm just being like,
it sounded very bitchy.
Henley stood behind Doppelganger. He's like, not as good as Henley.
Constitution saving throw.
Oh, shit. That's that one.
Have I just bitched the Doppelganger to death?
You might have done. You might have killed me.
So you take 2d6 damage.
6.
You're not dead.
22.
Oh my god.
2d6.
It was doubled.
Oh, it's doubled.
I'm down.
I just bitched him to death.
Ghoul just looks at Henley, looks down at the body, looks up and just shakes his head, and then just gets out a wig and some lipstick and just starts thrusting it towards Henley. Come on! You brought this on yourself! Get in there!
So no one's going to try and revive the doppelganger. He's just down.
Yeah, we're going with this plan. Henley shoves on a blonde wig, puts on some lipstick, takes the driver's seat, leans out the window and says, Don't worry, boys, I'm just taking the car for a spin.
I love how you did. They had already bought the original disguise. I wasn't going to make you roll a deception check, but now I will.
Yeah, I feel like it has to happen.
You roll it with disadvantage as well.
I'm pretty deceptive. Oh, first one's a 24.
Oh.
Second one's a 20.
Oh, nice. Amazing.
Okay. So the bishops are just confused as to why Commander Girl twice. Just been like, just taking the car for a spin. Yeah. And they're just sort of stood there, shrugging their shoulders, just being like, drive the fucking thing, man.
Okay, I floor it. And I take us around the corner.
And as you do this, I just cast Healing Word on Sweetface. And the healing word today is Play Pigeon.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, roll for healing. Yeah. How much does he get?
6.
Ooh,
thank you.
Nice. Now, before we go down that rabbit hole of you becoming conscious again, Henley, as this is happening, Henley floors it towards the bishop's crotch. And you're going to have to make 3 handling checks that increase with difficulty in each one.
Oh, God.
So the first one is you've got to beat a DC of 11 with your car check as you fire towards. And the bishops are not going to shoot you.
Okay, I don't suppose I've become more proficient in this yet.
Yeah, I think you probably have succeeded on enough, actually. So let's say you've got a +5. Let's say you have +6 now.
Okay, I'm becoming more provision.
Yeah, ooh. Yeah.
Okay. First one is at 21.
Great. So you hit the initial curve of the ramp and you fire up and you're about a quarter of the way round the little corkscrew. So next one is going to be DC 14.
Ooh, okay. It's okay, that's 19.
Whoa. 19, yeah, you are now upside down on the corkscrew.
Oh, wow.
And you are thundering through and the bishops are, they're looking this like, yeah, Commander Girl's nailing it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going really well. And you're about to come off of the exit ramp. So the final check will be a DC of 16.
I gotta say, for something that was completely made up in the room, this is a fantastic scene. This is so dramatic. 19.
Oh!
The
oh
bishops
God,
with
rolling.
The guns eat your dust as you fire out.
And I take off my wig and chuck it out the window and be like, it was Henley Whispers all along!
And you hear the chatter of gunfire as you fly off into the sunset.
Yeah, bishop and owl deceiver.
Nice, what a tale.
Wow.
And so, yeah, you guys have passed the first challenge. So let's keep the ball rolling.
That's a bridge.
You get to the... Well, the bridge is... Yeah, the bridge is...
It's a bridge. It's a bridge, and there's a troll toll at the end of the bridge.
So it's just a regular bridge, and is then... I love how I now... Dave is communicating with Sweet Face. Yeah, Dave comes back from earlier. Yeah. He's like, how you guys doing? He's like, hey, Sweet Face, tell me about the bridge, man. Dave, sort of ethereal meta being in this world. So he's like, yeah, Sweet Face, tell me about the bridge.
It's a normal bridge, but to get across, you gotta have a nice thought.
You don't have a nice thought. That's the toll.
That's the toll.
I think so.
Yeah, nice. Okay, yeah. So at the end of the bridge, there's a troll. They are going to let you pass if you have a happy thought.
Uh-huh,
sort of so. A kind of hell version of Peter Pan.
Right. Well, good. You know the rules, guys. Good luck, man.
Well, all right. Ghoul, what's your happiest thought? Stupid man.
This is your rolling towards the troll.
Yeah, this is we're slowly making our way across the bridge.
Okay. Oh gosh, what's my happy thought? My happy thought is decorating sugar cookies of the happy boys.
Oh, that's nice.
Incredibly wholesome.
And Henley's happiest thought? I mean, Henley doesn't really have happy thoughts.
Oh my gosh.
No. Alright, I need to think of something happy. Something happy.
Come on, Henley. You can do it.
And you're slowly rolling towards the troll, and the club is still down. It's not been lifted yet.
I believe in you, Henley.
That's my happy thought, Ghoul.
What?
You're believing in me.
Oh. And as you approach the troll, it eyes the vehicle, and it lifts its club and steps aside, and you are free to pass through.
We did it! Yeah. Yes, we did it! Ghoul starts jumping up and down on the car seat. We passed the troll toll!
Well, it worked. But, Sweetface, what was your happy thought?
Tearing off faces.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you're happy.
Thank you. I'm glad you're happy with the whole thing that you just had. That was nice. You know, I've never had a friend.
Oh.
Survive long enough. Down with the fences.
Okay. I keep trying to like you, Sweet Face. I'm really trying.
What listeners
so
might not
chances.
Be picking up is in the room, the three of us are working desperately to get Chris to create a character that might be likeable.
Okay, do we see Candyland anywhere?
Yeah, those were the three fucking things, weren't they?
We drive on.
You got through the Bishop's Crotch, you got over the bridge, and you got through the toll.
Okay, do we see Candyland ahead?
Yeah, so as you round the corner, the sweet smell of popcorn fills your nostrils. And you come around the corner and you see a huge kind of like pink castle with loads of different kind of sweets and stuff popping off it and lots of pink fireworks. And ahead of you, it has a huge sign that reads Candyland.
Okay, so what do you want to do, gang?
We're here to rescue Gloobrick, okay?
Uh-huh. Yeah, wait! Oh. I have Pass Without a Trace spell.
Oh, good. Nice.
Is it daytime? Is it nighttime? Are we stealthing? What's going on?
It is. Yeah, in my head, it's always kind of daytime here.
Actually,
it's always a desert. Like
burning desert, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Okay, well, if you want, I can make a veil of shadows and silence radiate from us, making us and our companions free from detection.
Oh, that's very cool.
Does that work on a car? Can we do that on a car?
No, so it's only your companions.
Oh,
okay,
oh, right.
So maybe we can leave the car somewhere, hide the car somewhere, and we can sneak in.
Yeah, maybe.
Or you could use me.
We could use you.
Pal Slimface.
Sweet face.
Slimface.
Oh, I'm a joker. It's sweet face.
Well, you
the
can...
The baby devour. That's everyone's forgotten. That's my name.
Thanks, sweet face. Well, you know, that's an option. I don't know what we would do with you. We could... I feel like if we disguise him as Commander Girl and take us in, but that's quite risky.
You could be one of her lemures.
Yeah, actually, Dave, yeah, I know them all. I work for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go for the second in command. Should we get another name from a picture?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So this was given to us by William, and it is Peter Strongfellow.
Oh.
Okay,
great. He's the lieutenant of Commander Girl.
Yeah, great. And you suddenly see me change into this really big... macho guys with tiny arms and tiny legs, but it's just like his torso is really
giant
large.
Giant torso.
Yeah.
Powerful chest
yeah,
and back.
He's like, hey guys, it's me, Peter.
Strongfellow.
Thank you. Yeah, you know him.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, come on, gang. That's me clapping. Let's get in. And I walk up to the door. Guards. Nice. And just keep walking. Don't worry, these guys are with me.
Are we hiding the car somewhere first, quickly?
Hold on there, guards. And I'm all back.
Wait.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Well, we don't need to hide the car.
The mules at the gate are just like classic Strongfellow.
He doesn't know if he's coming or going.
He's just lead us in the car, yeah.
Yeah, okay. We don't need to hide.
Okay, yeah, we stay in the car and we just drive behind Peter Strongfellow.
Yeah, nice. Hey guys, don't worry about this car. We're just moving in.
Can you roll me a deception check with advantage?
Thank you. 22.
The Peter Strongfellow guys works really well, and you just waltz on through. And as you roll in the car, you start to notice you are getting some odd looks from other lemures because you've just driven into the car that they have all seen you race in.
Oh,
and
God, yeah.
They have all seen Richard the Fast on the starting line, and they all know who drives that. They know the Happy Boys drive that car.
Yeah, well, they can know it's us as long as Peter Strongfellow's with us. That's okay, right?
Don't worry, guys. I've got this. Just keep leading. And I'm just, like, walking down, and I'm, like, looking at other people I might know, like, Clive, how's the warts? And I just keep walking. Warts is a strange one.
And I lean out the window and say, Peter, where exactly is Glubrick?
He's at the end in the big chocolate factory.
Okay, let's go there.
So that
we wouldn't have that in
Candyland. You don't know. Yeah. You don't know where he's been, Glubrick's being held, because you've not been there.
I think.
Oh, shit. Okay. I lean out the window. Can I see a person who lives in Candyland? Or?
Yeah, there's just like Lemire's walking around, and sort of Commander Girl's gang are all there and stuff.
Okay.
And there's lots of different people walking around.
I'm just going to wave out to one of Commander Girl's gang.
Yeah, nice. They pop over. Little Lemure is just like...
Oh, is he eating chocolate? Yeah, mouthful of candy.
Chowing down on some raw cocoa. He's just casually like leant back, just tossing back nibs.
Hello there. Hi, how you doing?
Where you are?
Just wondering if you know where Glubrick of the Happy Boys is? Could you tell me?
Oh, yeah.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Can you point with one of your appendages?
You see, he like looks at you because he's like, they don't really have arms. And you see, he's trying to nod. He's nodding towards. There's a big castle at the end. It sort of looks like a giant cloud.
Like the cloud castle.
Okay, so we carry on driving, and I'm going to drive up to this castle and park outside.
Yeah, so imagine you're sort of driving through sort of like a fairgrounds, like plenty of space for a car. Roll me a perception check.
22.
Very good. So as you're rolling, as you're literally rolling up to the castle, you look atop the cloud kind of shaped castle, and you see a huge flagpole. And at the top of that flagpole, you see Glubrick tied to it.
Oh!
Wait! There he is! We just had to look up. You never look up!
Oh, well, how the hell do we get up there?
Well,
this is when you need a wizard. I'm sorry,
I am taking this very personal now, Henley.
I'm saying we're all useless in this situation, Ghoul.
I should be enough for you.
You're enough, Ghoul. You're enough. We can do this.
Miss Eric so much.
Well, of course I do. He's one of us. But, Ghoul, I'm glad you're here with me. I mean, I'd be lost without you. It would just be me alone.
You wouldn't be alone.
You'd be with me.
Okay. This fucking guy. Oh. Okay, I park the car.
Yeah.
Valet service or
another Lemure.
Yeah, toss the keys to him, bring it back in one piece.
They just slap him in the face and then he sort of lays on them.
Okay. Trust, that's fine. Cool.
What?
Now may be the time to cast your spell.
Skyrite?
No, the sneaking one.
Ah, yes. All right.
Come on, Ghoul.
I cast it. So Ghoul casts Pass Without a Trace on the three of us. And this means that we are in a veil of shadow.
While you're in the aura of Pass Without a Trace, you have plus 10 to stealth checks.
Yes.
And you leave no trace behind you, no footprints or anything like that.
Okay, fantastic.
Great.
Henley's going to take off his towel again.
Okay.
And he's going to tie
You know, it. These guys can still see you though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
He takes off his towel. He ties one end around each of his ankles, right? So it hangs beneath him. And he's going to start climbing up the wall of the castle. Ghoul, hop on.
Oh, Henley, really?
Bad view.
I shouldn't look up.
Don't look up now.
All right.
You hop on the towel.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to hop on this little mushroom hammock that you've fashioned.
Yeah.
We'll do stealth and athletics checks.
Okay, so stealth first. Plus 10 plus my stealth, 20.
20, nice. Very good. And roll me an athletics check.
14,
yeah, that's enough to start climbing up the side of the wall.
Okay,
yeah.
So I started climbing up, and I take a moment to just look back down at the doppelganger and say, sweet face, stay with the car.
Okay. Will do. That I can do.
Okay, I keep climbing.
Great, roll me another athletic check.
20.
I'm going to say, yeah, you climb up to... I think the castle's probably quite easy to climb. So with your stealth checks and your two athletic checks, I'm going to say you make it to the top where Glubrick is.
Yeah, and I look down at Ghoul between my legs as I go and I say, nearly there, Ghoul!
Ew.
Just don't look.
Ew.
Don't look, but keep your eyes closed or, you know, enjoy the view.
Ew.
Not of me, out there.
Oh, yeah. You get a view of Candyland. You can see a Ferris wheel. There's a couple of roller coasters. You can see... You get a great view of the mountain of the Countess, and you can kind of see the road up to the finish line. In the distance, you can see gunshots, the muzzle flash of gunshots as someone else takes on the Bishop's Corner.
Ooh.
And you can see a pirate ship in full musical number.
Oh,
Papa Crumble's still going.
Driving across the desert plains.
Nice. Good to see he's still in the race.
Yeah.
Are we approaching Glubrick?
Glubrick!
So Glubrick is up the flagpole. What is Glubrick doing up the flagpole?
Glubrick is tied up to the flagpole, and I think he's got in one of his hands slightly loose, and he's holding the portrait of Henley.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, so just to remind people, I did have in my pocket the portrait of Henley, which I got given as a gift from Henley for Christmas.
Yeah.
So this is me talking to him.
Been talking to him the whole time?
Yeah.
It's the advice portrait, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Henley, portrait of Henley.
Oh, yes, Glubrick.
Is this how I go?
How you go?
As in, is this how I go? Do I die? Do you know if I'm going to heaven or hell?
I'm really just I'm a very small version of Henley made of pigment. That's sort of beyond me.
Make haste, not speed. And at that moment, real Henley.
Yeah, you look down and you see a sort of dark cloud climb over the top of the wall.
Glubrick, it's us!
Hello, cloud! Have you come to end me?
Glubrick!
Glubrick!
Oh my god. Is that my friends?
Yes! We're here to rescue you!
You come to save me?
Yes!
Oh my god!
So good to see you again, buddy!
You guys came back for me!
Of course we did, Glubrick. We weren't going to go on without you.
Oh, I thought I was just going to be, die and go to hell or something.
We're in hell, Glubrick.
Remember, that's the whole thing.
Oh my god.
Really?
What is happening to you, man?
Oh, I'm so glad you're here, though. I really am. Get me down.
Yeah, yeah. I climb up the flagpole. And can we just cut him down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could probably just like.
Yeah. He's like a flag.
Yeah.
I lower the flagpole. Reverently. And the ghoul plays a tiny trumpet.
Yeah. and the Glubrick flag comes down.
How was Glubrick attached to the flag? Was he just like holding it and doing a side plank kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, he was doing a human flag. Yeah, sure, why not? Yeah,
Glubrick. Wow, abs of steel.
Yeah, wow. Tank.
Yeah. So I was kind of helping myself up.
You were psychologically holding yourself for a second. And as you hit the ground and you reunite with Glubrick, you hear a slow clap. Well, well, well. The Happy Boys reunited. And you turn and you see the real Peter Strongfellow.
Oh no!
Yeah.
And well, he says, know if it is the real one?
Actually, you wouldn't know. You see Peter Strongfellow, but you do know now because I've just said it's the real one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Also, Dave's voicing it, which makes me suspicious.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
And he looks at you guys and he just says, "You gave up your advantage to rescue your stupidest companion, just as we expected. Your compassion is your weakness, Happy Boys, and now you're at least a day behind Commander Girl in the race."
What? So it was a trick?
A ruse!
That's the same meaning.
But maybe joke's on you, because it's the Happy Boys, so they would have come anyway. So even if it was a trick, they would have come anyway. I don't know if that proves any point, but they would have come anyway.
I think that's the point of the trick, Glubrick. That's exactly what they were hoping for.
It wasn't a trick, because you would have come anyway, even if you knew it was a trick, so it can't be a trick.
I don't think you understand what's happening here, Glubrick.
I'm just shocked we're in hell.
So how far behind are we?
At least a day!
Oh, this fucking torso, man.
Yeah, tiny legs, tiny arms, big old chest. Yeah!
Well, we better get down to the car then.
All right, yeah. Joke's on you, Strongfellow. You've no idea what the Happy Boys can achieve. A day behind, we might as well be 1,000 years behind. That's an exaggeration. We'll still win.
We laugh in the face of a day behind. Guys, laugh.
Good luck catching up. Treacle bomb!
What?
Peter Strongfellow pulls out like a sort of treacle globule from his satchel.
Nice.
And he throws it down on the floor and it just spreads Candyland treacle everywhere. And you guys are now trapped in treacle.
Oh,
everyone roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Okay, okay. I got a 16.
16.
Oh,
my God. Oh,
we all got 16.
Triple 16.
Wow.
Did we all succeed
or all you've failed? All succeeded.
Yeah.
How can you not all succeed? And Peter Strongfellow just goes, "Oh, no, that was the wrong treacle bomb." And then his tiny legs, he's petrified, so he runs away.
He's only got little legs, though. He's not going to run far.
Yeah. And he, like, trips on the stairs, and he's like, oh. And he's, like,
his treacle bomb go off.
Yeah, treacle bomb goes off on the landing, yeah. And he's, like, pinned to the floor of the landing, and he's just like, "Good luck, Happy Boy!"
King Ghoul.
As he swallows treacle.
Oh, he's got it all over him.
Yeah, he's just covered in treacle now.
Oh, wow, okay, he's stuck.
Triple 16, come on.
Now that's what I call a sweet face. Okay, so we need to get down to the car. So we run down the stairs.
Past Strongfellow.
Cool's running too.
Yeah, I'm
okay,
behind.
So we run down the stairs. What's in the building?
So yeah, you guys thunder down a sort of I was going to say marble staircase, but it's made of like rock, you know, like
sweet rock,
sugar
yeah,
rock,
yeah, like yeah. sugar rock, yeah, yeah. And you know, it's
sticky.
Weirdly
very
sticky and
yeah.
slippery at the
yeah.
same time. It's
oh
kind of weird.
God, yeah.
And you guys kind of thunder down the stairs into the main atrium, which is made of licorice, and the rich smell of aniseed. It sort of makes you feel a bit woozy for a while, but you feel the fresh air of the big open doors. And as Strongfellow said, you know, you've been rused to come here. So Commander Girl's crew isn't here, so you have free passage to run out and get back into Richard the Fast.
Glubrick, it's good to have you back with us. We're going to be okay. I don't care if we're a day behind. The Happy Boys are together again, except for Eric.
Yeah, we always find a way.
And even if it sends us, you know, 5 days behind, we got to get Eric as well.
Yes. All right.
But hopefully it doesn't send us 5 days. I'm off my face, by the way, because as we were running down the stairs, I was licking the banisters. I was touching Kubrick's and tasting everything. So I'm buzzing. I'm automatically in rage. I'm just like ready to go. Do you know what I mean?
I'm imagining like a tongue toboggan. Like,
sliding down the stairs.
Yeah.
We jump on Glubrick's back and he slides us down the stairs with his tongue toboggan.
Okay, yeah. Do you want to roll me like a constitution saving throw to see if you're like...
10.
10. Yeah, you kind of make it, but it's just like your tongue hurts and you speak funny now. Yeah.
Come on, guys, let's go.
Nice. As you thunder down the stairs through the atrium and out the doors, you hear the familiar revving of an engine. And you see, sat in the driver's seat, is Sweetface, the baby devourer.
No.
And he looks at you guys, flips you off.
Oh,
and he just fucking floors it.
No.
And he's taking the car.
This fucking guy!
God. And Ghoul just drops to the ground and screams to the sky, Kevin!
Oh, no. Another rescue mission!
Thank you for listening to that slightly insane episode of Hell or High Rollers. If you enjoyed that episode, you are welcome. If you didn't, then keep on walking. Ellie Morris was Ghoul the Mushroom. Chris Leask was Glubrick Bumbledung. Henry Shields was Henley Whispers. I am Dave Hearn, your GM. And again, sadly, Adam Aguido was not there to keep us under control. Adam, come back. If you enjoyed that episode, as usual, you can head on over to our Patreon page and support us by becoming a Patreon supporter. All the money goes towards helping this podcast keep on going. And while you're there on the Patreon page, you can get some great little goodies. Insight into how I write each episode, or in this case, did not write the episode. I can't really offer you insight into how to deal with Chris's wonderful brain. But what I can offer you is an extra side campaign written by Henry Shields, which is absolutely amazing and far more cogent. Now, while you're over there on that Patreon page, you can meet legends like G. Just needed one letter. Strong start. Nothing else but G. G. Angela Hilpipermus. I had to do an accent because I am not entirely sure how to pronounce it. Will. Debbie Yee. George Etteridge. Emma. This one's got a zero in it, so I'm going to say Python. Python. Pythonorous. Python. Python. Oh, like Python. Python. Very good. Michaela Wee, Libby H, and Anna Edelston. The show is produced by Gareth Tempest. I like to say my name, so I'm going to say it again. I've been Dave Hearn, and the music you're listening to right now was by Max Runham. Thank you, and good night. When you get through 9 layers of hell, you'll have a hell of a story to tell. You're heading back to life, back to the grind, but it ain't that like you knew so well. Keep telling myself to stay strong, you know I ain't done nothing wrong. I can feel it in my soul that this ain't where I belong.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.